This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ever notice how ads always pop up at the worst moments? When the killer's identity is about to be revealed. During that perfect meditation flow. On Amazon Music, we believe in keeping you in the moment. That's why we've got millions of ad-free podcast episodes, so you can stay completely immersed in every story, every reveal, every breath. Download the Amazon Music app and start listening to your favorite podcasts ad-free, included with Prime.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday MBA, interviews with best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives, all sharing their best techniques and tips that you don't learn in business school. I'm your host, Kevin Crane, and I'm so pleased that you're listening. Our guest today is Dennis Holland. Dennis is the CEO of Quantum Connections and the creator of the Net Connected Score, a metric that measures the strength of supervisor-employee relations. His research reveals that feeling seen at work boosts employee retention, innovation, and overall profitability. And indeed, Dennis is with us today to talk about his research and how leaders and organizations can benefit by building stronger workplace connections. So Dennis, welcome to the show today. Let's talk a little bit about the research commissioned by Quantum Connections last year. The nationwide study surveyed over 12,000 U.S. employees across 49 different industries to explore the impact of supervisor-employee relations on key business outcomes. The study introduced the Net Connected Score metric, and in short, the higher the score, the better. Companies with a high NCS experienced nearly 40% greater profitability, and employees were over 30% less likely to consider leaving. So employees that feel seen by their supervisors drive greater profit. What does that really mean, to feel seen at work?
When an employee feels seen and heard, that is where they can provide their optimal performance levels. And the place where they feel seen and heard most likely is directly with their supervisor. So to give you just a little bit of background on our company, we were actually formed based upon the 40 years of work of two of the leading relationship experts on the face of the planet, to be honest with you. They created Imago Therapy, and it was notable for its impact on helping couples considering divorce coming back together in a strong relationship. He was on Oprah Winfrey, New York Times, basis of Oprah Winfrey's first daytime Emmy, because what he created, what Harville Hendricks and Dr. Helen LaKelly Hunt created over 40 years, was a methodology to bring people together in a transformational way that helps them to be in better relationship. And when you are in better relationship, it's rooted in both the neuro and the quantum social sciences. When you are in better relationship, you feel better, your brain performs better, you're healthier, and you do actually go on to have greater relationships with whoever it is you're working with. They asked me to figure out, how do we take this and bring this out to the business world? So we did that. We created programs that teach dialogue, teach the methodology of dialogue, a way of talking to one another without criticism, listening without judgment, to connect beyond their differences that they have. I'm a business person. I've been around for 45 years. You can have all these great ideas, but if you can't actually prove the value of what you're providing to an organization, it doesn't really matter. So I started with the question of, okay, we've got this great program. How do we know that in the business environment, it really does what we believe it can do? So we commissioned a study. First of all, it was 2,000 employees across 49 industries. And we asked one simple question, and this is all based on one simple question On a scale of 1 to 10, how seen and heard do you feel by your direct supervisor? Through that 2,000-person study, we realized we were asking the right question. The question itself was starting to give us the kinds of data that we needed in order to prove to a corporation that there is something here that is unique, that no one else has ever thought of. Then we took it 10,000 people more, so it turned into an over 12,000-person study. So we have proven within a 99.9% confidence interval that the results of our NetConnected survey study were. I'm a study of people who have gone before me, who have figured out unique, creative, and meaningful ways of solving business problems. There was another somewhat similar, although different, score that was rolled out in the early 2000s. It's called the Net Promoter Score. The Net Promoter Score is a measure of, on a scale of 0 to 10, how willing are you to refer me to a friend or colleague? Well, what Fred Reichheld and then Bain after that realized is that one question gave them everything they needed to know in order to understand the issue of customer referenceability. Then they were able to correlate that to how likely is someone to buy more from you? How likely are they to open their wallets to you further? There's a number of things that came out of that. We followed a similar model. We said, if we could ask one question, what could we get out of it? And what we did is we found out that as the NetConnected score goes up, engagement rises, and I can get into statistics if you want, the actuals. Engagement rises, retention gets stronger, and profitability increases. Because when someone feels seen and heard, they are more likely to raise new ideas, admit mistakes without fear, take calculated risks. They're more willing to stay with a company because they do feel more, they feel agency. And when somebody feels agency with a company and stays with the company, then the company doesn't have to suffer the effects of massive turnover constantly, and that affects profitability.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Tell us more about the specifics of the NCS. Is it just one question? How does the metric work? How do you come up with the information? And why is it more predictive of performance than other traditional tools?
It is one question, so it's simple, easy to understand. One thing, people are willing to take it. Two, it doesn't come out and say, hey, are you getting ready to leave your company? It asks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how seen and heard do you feel by your direct supervisor? And it is highly predictive because people often, less people start to go into, okay, what about the Gallup engagement survey? Love the Gallup engagement survey. And bottom line is, what ours does is we have never in a million years said that we replace the Gallup engagement survey. What we do is we say the power of the data inside your Gallup engagement survey. If you then ask the NetConnected score question, we can then correlate that back into your data from the Gallup engagement survey, from the ENPS, from the Edmondson Psychological Safety Scale that potentially you're using in your organization. And we can tell you what that data means to you. because now you not only have the power of your employee engagement data, you can have an additional qualifying question that leverages that publicly available data and adds a very distinct and predictive modeling capability that gets to the very heart of workplace connection. So it's one thing we can hear all the time about how 8 out of 10, and this Gallup is the master of it all. They come out and they say 8 out of 10 employees are currently either disengaged and I get caught up in all the, I get pretty excited about this. 8 out of 10 are disengaged or highly disengaged. That doesn't tell anybody what to do about it. It just tells you, you have a highly disengaged workforce. That disengagement eventually leads to people looking for other jobs. So you're probably also suffering from, but none of that tells you anything about how do you take care of that as a problem. It just identifies the problem. So a pretty typical thing I say is that, you know, all of business is talking now about engagement is falling off a cliff. 8 out of 10 employees are disengaged. The sky is falling. But engagement is a symptom of the problem. To understand how to fix engagement, to understand how to fix retention inside your organization, and to find out how those things impact your profitability, you have to actually get to the root cause of those things. You can't be like the doctor giving aspirin for a headache when you don't really understand what's causing the headache. What's causing the headache is we're not in a crisis of disengagement. We're in a crisis of disconnection in the workplace right now. And so we get to the heart question that leverages the power of these other data tools that are out there, but we wrap onto it this predictive and modeling capability that can not only say, yes, you are currently at 59% disengagement according to your Gallup survey, here are actions you can start taking to actually turn that around. So ours never replaces, ours builds on, and it makes the data that you currently have access to so much more valuable. And nothing like this has existed. And that's why we filed for a patent on it. And we're moving forward with that. And it's pretty exciting for us as a company.
Are you considering an MBA but wonder where to go? Look no further than the Naveen Jindal School of Management at UT Dallas. Located in the heart of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you'll be studying in one of the fastest-growing business hubs in the country. With access to a global network of over 55,000 alumni, many of whom live and work in North Texas, you'll be connected to top industry leaders and opportunities in a thriving market. The Jindal School is ranked among the top 10 public university MBA programs by U.S. News & World Report, so you can trust the quality of your education. Ready to build your career in one of the best business cities out there? Check out the MBA program at the Naveen Jindal School of Management. Go to mba.utdallas.edu. That's mba.utdallas.edu.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You're listening to
Everyday MBA.
I am speaking today with Dennis Holland. Dennis is the CEO of Quantum Connections and the creator of the Net Connected Score. His research reveals that feeling seen and heard at work boosts employees' retention, innovation, and overall profitability. Now, Dennis, your data shows that companies with a high NCS are nearly 40% more profitable. How do you get to that with a single question? I mean, how do you get to that 40% more profitable? Do I need then to pair this research with things like you mentioned, the Gallup tools? What's driving that profitability percentage, and how do you get to that?
Well, and the good news is we partnered with one of the leading behavioral research firms on the planet. They were the 2024 SMR Congress gold winner in research effectiveness last year. Big awards, smart people, and I've worked with them for over 20 years. They have built a model that through that one question, the results of that question across an organization correlate back to existing data on Gallup. So if an organization was to implement our question, they get the value of the answer to the net connected score, but then we can provide them by our modeling that has already done in correlation with existing data out in the marketplace through ENPS, through a Gallup engagement, employee engagement index, and through the Edmondson Psychological Safety Scale. That comes packaged with our one question, to where if your organization answers this question, we then provide the results to the company that says, this is the outcome that you should start to see as you see your net connected score go up. So we can tell an organization that as your net connected score goes up, you are 55% more likely, an employee is 55% more likely to raise new ideas, 44% more likely to admit mistakes, 39% more likely to take calculated risks. When you're in an environment where you feel like you really are valuable, that people want you to bring your ideas, you don't have to feel retribution or any kind of risk if you say, hey, I know we've always done it this way, but what if we thought about it this way? And you weren't criticized or anything for that? That's when engagement goes up. And because that's where innovation and cohesion as a team takes hold. That's also when you feel this sense of agency and engagement with your organization, as your net connected score goes up, your employees will also be 31% less likely to think about leaving your company and more likely to stay with your organization at least an additional 9.5 months. And that has a huge impact on the cost of recruiting, hiring, training, et cetera. And then that leads to your increase in profitability. And so what we can do is say an organization that is in a state of total disconnection, an organization, if you're here and then you're an organization that is totally connected, you will have at least 38.7% higher profitability than that organization that is in a state of disconnect.
Ever notice how ads always pop up at the worst moments? When the killer's identity is about to be revealed. During that perfect meditation flow. On Amazon Music, we believe in keeping you in the moment. That's why we've got millions of ad-free podcast episodes, so you can stay completely immersed in every story, every reveal, every breath. Download the Amazon Music app and start listening to your favorite podcasts ad-free, included with Prime.
You're listening to Everyday MBA.
Well, I'd like to be more profitable. So my question is, how can I do that? How can business leaders, frontline managers, team leaders practically improve their NCS? What are some small, tangible actions that we can take?
We studied numerous factors that led towards a state of connection between employees and their supervisors. And the things that really rose above everything else were having an environment and a culture where people felt that they were psychologically safe. And that's not a weak, wishy-washy word. That means people can bring up these ideas. People can feel that they won't be criticized. People will not feel that their thoughts will be immediately invalidated because somebody else had another thought. That there is truly a way of showing appreciation to employees And that's not always by the $25 gift card at Starbucks. It is through the way you are in relationship with one another, the way that they feel when they walk in and have a meeting with you. That's something very unique. And then finally, how empowered do they feel to make the kinds of decisions and be at their very best in their work environment? We do this through, and we believe that the practice of dialogue is a transformational way of creating those cultures of feeling seen and heard, because that is what our founders over 40 years, New York Times bestselling books, for 400,000 couples across the globe, it has worked effectively. And now we have proven that not only does this relational dialogue methodology and way of being work inside business, but we can prove and we can demonstrate the impact of that. Because when we invest in fundamental human connection, most notably between the supervisor and an employee, we don't just treat symptoms, we unlock the full potential of the organization and its people. And that's something that people are not thinking about today. We are so worried about engagement skyrocketing without really taking a look at what can we do to ensure that people feel more engaged, that they want to stay, and that they want to do their best so that the company succeeds and thrives. And that's what we do, not only through our programs, but with a measurement capability that has not existed before, that brings realistic, I can give you your Net Connected Score report, and in that, based upon your score, we will provide you with opportunities for you to increase your Net Connected Score and therefore have these benefits.
Looking to buy or lease a car and not sure where to start? Meet FlexCar, the first and only month-to-month car lease. Skip the long contracts and large down payments. Just one simple monthly payment that includes your car, insurance, maintenance, roadside assistance, and more. Whether you need more space, want something new, or your driving needs change, you can swap cars or return anytime. Total freedom, zero hassle. Use code FLEX50 to get $50 off your first order at FlexCar.com.
Hey, this is Butch Bella, author of Sales Management for Dummies, and you are listening to Everyday MBA with Kevin Crane.
Do you want to be a guest on Everyday MBA? Join our alumni of best-selling authors and top shelf executives in an interview of your own. Are you an author, a thought leader, an entrepreneur, or a consultant? Be a guest. Talk about your ideas, why they're important, and what your recommendations are for our listeners. Find out more at everyday-mba.com/guest. That's everyday-mba.com/guest.
You're listening to Everyday MBA.
Our guest today is Dennis Holland from Quantum Connections. Dennis, we have reached the action item round of the program. I'm wondering if you could please provide us with three quick action items that our listeners can do to begin to take advantage of your ideas.
Okay. First thing I would do is I would actually look at the complexity, take a realistic look at the level of complexity that's in your business. What are we asking people to, in what kind of environment are we asking people to operate? We got five generations of people working in a company. We have hybrid, out of office, in office, remote. We have more complexity. I ask people to really, really consider, what is the environment like that we're working in? Then I would ask them to take the Net Connected Score and have a realistic, statistically valid measurement of where they are in their level of human-to-human connection inside their work environment. And then third, I would ask them to explore the opportunity to bring dialogue into their organization as a way to transform the culture into one where employees, through the process and the methodology of dialogue, feel seen and heard by their direct supervisor, because the relationship between the employee and the supervisor is where the critical intersection between where human need meets business success. And it's that simple. It's all about the connection, just like it is in every other part of our life. It's the same business.
Dennis, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What should executives and business owners be thinking about now and strategizing for today in order to be prepared for the world in 5 years' time?
I might just fall back on the last three things that I said. When I started in business, I did not have this level of complexity. I just had to worry about my job. Right now, you've got employees who, the younger generations are facing an epidemic of isolation and depression. How are we really truly looking at our people? It's not enough to say that they are our assets. They're actually what makes our business tick. And so with all the talk of AI, and that's all going to happen, but the bottom line is you're going to need your people. And in order for your people to give their very best to you, you have to give your very best to them. And you can do that by creating a culture that helps them to be engaged, that keeps them inside your company, and that contributes to your profitability. And we can shine a light directly on that for you.
That is Dennis Holland with Quantum Connections. You can find him and find out more at quantumconnections.com. Dennis, thank you so much for being our guest today on Everyday MBA.
Thank you so much for your time.
That'll do it for this episode of Everyday MBA. And do you want to be a guest on the show? It could happen. Join our Knowledge Leadership Circle and be featured in an interview of your own. Be a guest. Just go to everyday-mba.com/guest for more information. That's everyday-mba.com/guest.
Want to feel confident, energized, and invincible this summer? Then consult an Orderly Meds prescriber about starting your GLP-1 journey the simplest way with Simple Start from Orderly Meds. If a GLP-1 is prescribed, then new customers can get 3 months from just $99 a month at orderlymeds.com/simplestart. But hurry, this limited time offer is only for new customers. Start now at orderlymeds.com/simplestart. Orderly Meds, feeling your best should be simple. Individual results may vary. Visit orderlymeds.com for more information.
When you're owned by dairy farmers, expectations are high. Maybe that's why our naturally aged Tillamook cheddar is so bold, why Tillamook ice cream is so irresistibly creamy, and why Tillamook cream cheese spreads are so rich and smooth. In fact, we meticulously craft over 200 dairy products. And now's your chance to win every dairy lover's dream vacation to the Tillamook Creamery. Enter at Publix for an unforgettable trip for four.